Good evening, everyone. A good moed. I hope this message finds you and your loved ones healthy and safe and well, having enjoyed the first days of Pesach. Tonight's Halacha Gems have been generously sponsored by the Elberger family to commemorate the yard site of Barbara's father, Peretz Asher ben Yitzchak Yosef HaKoin. His neshama should have an aliyah. The Schus of Limud HaTorah should also likewise be a merit for those who around the world and in our Jewish community need a speedy recovery because of the coronavirus illness. And in Emirat Hashem, we should merit to experience, witness Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. Tonight, briefly, we transition from Hilchas Pesach to Hilchas Chol HaMoed. The just nature of the name Chol HaMoed presents a perplexity and a complexity of just understanding and dinim of law. Is it Chol or is it Moed? Is it weekday? Is it profane? Is it no different as we transitioned after Shabbos, after Yom Tov? Now we went back to the regular activity using, you know, machinery and electricity. Chol is a mindset. Or is it HaMoed? Is it still festival? Is it a time still where we have the time for our Yom Tov? So is it Chol HaMoed? So we know that it's both. And how that confluence plays itself out is sometimes difficult. And some of these halachas that we're going to review tonight, while perhaps at least peripherally we have some understanding, tonight we'll dig a little bit and drill a little bit deeper. So let's begin with Chol HaMoed. We know has its own very specific halachas, as in any other instances. Some halachas are permissible to do on Chol HaMoed, while others are forbidden. What is important to keep in mind is that even the halachas that are permitted on Chol HaMoed are really only permitted if they're done letzarech HaMoed, if they're done for the sake of Chol HaMoed, specifically in order to benefit from them on Chol HaMoed. And the nafkamina, the practical difference will be, is if somebody does some activity, even call it permissible, but the taitzah, the result of what it will be that a person will benefit, will not be till after the yom tov, so that's not allowed. That's not what the Chum had in mind when there was a permissibility to do certain activities, certain malachas. It's not business as usual. It's not regular weekday. It's not a stam, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, as would be throughout the rest of the year. But it's moed. It's chol hamoed. It's both of them. So there's a certain just understanding that's necessary to understand for us to appreciate what we're supposed to do. So in general, the malachas that are forbidden on Shabbos are forbidden on Chol HaMoed, except when they're being done for the sake of the Chag, for the sake of Chol HaMoed or Yom Tov. There are, however, specific malachas that Chazal ruled to be usur, even when they're letzarech HaMoed. And really, let's go into three categories. The first is the malachas that are completely forbidden on Chol HaMoed are shaving and haircuts. Now, we know that there are a few rare exceptions, but we're not going to discuss those exceptions tonight. But generally, we know, obviously, we have the custom that one doesn't shave. You shave before Yom Tov. We anyway find ourselves now beginning, having begun the count of Sfiras HaOmer, the days of which we're observing the mourning, not to shave and take haircuts, even though we're not mourning insofar that we're in festival time, we're in Yom Tov time, we're in Chol HaMoed time. But shaving and taking haircuts, that's not allowed. Likewise, we don't cut our nails in a conventional manner. We should have done that beforehand. Now, what happens if a person bites off your nails or peels off a nail, or a nail is causing pain, a fingernail or a toenail is a source of discomfort? So then, in those exceptions, it's permissible. So if you bit your nails, even though I'm not recommending that you do that, not just because you know, a family member might be listening to this halacha gem, but this, suffice it to say, that's not what Chazal meant to prohibit you from doing. It was the conventional manner of cutting nails that wasn't meant to be allowed. And finally, the idea of laundering clothes, washing clothing, which we all know, dry cleaning clothes, we're all supposed to have done that beforehand. Now, the exceptions that we're going to just address here tonight are specific to these. What are the common exceptions? So specifically the category of children, or specifically infants. So if you have bibs or cloths or cloth diapers, so they can be laundered on Chol HaMoed. They may be laundered even before one needs them. So as long as you can reasonably assume that they're going to be needed to be used over the Yom Tov, over the Chag, over Chol HaMoed. You don't have to do a whole cheshbon, a whole calculation of, yes, in fact, that these are going to be used and those are not going to be used. That's not, the specifics aren't necessary. But if there's reasonable consideration that's going to happen, so then it's considered sufficient. And it's similar to that as towels, even especially hand towels or cleaning or shmatas. They can be washed, you know, not just those needed immediately on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so towels are allowed. Other children's clothing may be laundered, but only what's needed for Chol HaMoed or what's needed for Yom Tov. It is forbidden. It is also included in the prohibition of washing is to wash many outfits of children's at the same time if they're not all needed right away. So if you need even one of them, but you want to throw in a bunch to, you know, anyway, you're doing a wash for that which is needed. You can't really throw in a wash that includes clothing that you're not going to need for the Yom Tov for the purpose of needing it for after the Yom Tov. And certainly if there's no reason, you're just doing a wash because you want to get ahead of the time. Maybe you're home now, as we all are, but you want to take care of some chores. That's not a allowed, has to be litzarich yontif, it has to be for the need of the holiday. Obviously, no laundering should be done if the child has enough clothing to make it through the yontif. That goes for adults as well. And there's a difference between necessity, that which is absolutely critical, a person's run out of garments or clothing, versus that which is just luxury. And in that instance, so the person should be very conscientious not to overindulge in what's not necessary. If a person needs undergarments, that's never included in the prohibition. That, of course, is said, though, assuming that a person has run out or is predicting to run out. The inventory that you have is diminishing. But if it is that you're going to, get through the yontif, and it's going to be that that you're going to do it, so then it's fine. Then you shouldn't just stop washing the undergarments because you know that it's permissible, that it's allowed. You are allowed to wash undergarments, and socks are included in that. That's allowed. But if you know that you have a plentiful stock, again, when some of the terms for which the laws were instituted were during a time when people didn't have lots of garments. Today, we are an istinus. We shower more regularly. We change garments more regularly. We have more garments. And so therefore, that puts us in a category that might not necessarily mean that even though it's permissible, we should necessarily do it. It's not an issur Torah. It's not necessarily an issur d'rabbanan even. But it's certainly something that's advisable. If you have an inventory and you have clothing, you should try, if you can, not to do laundry. If you can't, And you fearful that you're going to run out, so then it's okay. Two last points specific to clothing, or I should say to garments. Clothing we've covered, but let's say tablecloths. So tablecloths can be washed on Chol Hamoed, but only what is needed at the time. So again, similarly, you washed tablecloths, but you're going to put some of them away because you don't need them. So that's not what's permissible. What's only permissible are those things that you're going to need now. And finally, as it relates specifically to ironing, so a full ironing of a garment should not be done on Chol Hamoed. However, one may spot iron a garment on Chol Hamoed. So you have a spot, and you want to, or you have a crinkle in an area that's going to be more recognizable. So then that's permissible to do that in a spot way, or even in a spot clean type of way. All right, we'll continue with these halachas in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night. I wish everybody a good night and a good ma'id.